With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In the words of Israel's president, our hearts, the hearts of an entire nation, lie in tatters. Isaac Herzog's remarks follow the release of the bodies of four Israeli hostages who died while in Hamas captivity. How about a Doge dividend? President Trump says it is under consideration, returning some of the savings of the government efficiency initiative to American taxpayers.
So many billions of dollars, billions, hundreds of billions, and we're thinking about giving 20% back to the American citizens and 20% down to pay back debt and pay down debt.
There is a growing rift in the relationship between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Zelensky accusing Team Trump of being less than truthful and President Trump of buying into Russian propaganda. Mr. Trump says Zelensky has presided over the destruction of his country.
I love Ukraine, but Zelensky has done a terrible job. His country is shattered and millions of people have unnecessarily died.
Zelensky unhappy about being left out of the first round of U.S.-Russia talks on ending the war in Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate today will embark on a marathon of votes on a massive spending proposal.
The Senate is pressing ahead with one of two massive spending bills it hopes to use this year under the reconciliation process that can't be stopped by a Democrat filibuster. This bill will focus on the border and national defense. There's no telling exactly how long the so-called Voterama will run, but Democrats are expected to engage in lengthy debate and propose numerous amendments. Bob Agner reporting.
And the Senate set to take a final vote today on the confirmation of FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. Confirmation expected unless more than three Republicans join Democrats in voting no. Dow futures down 76 points. This is SRN News. Two more transgender bills are under consideration in Colorado.
Democratic lawmakers have introduced a measure that would punish an individual if he refuses to use the preferred pronouns of a person who is living as the opposite sex. They've also put out legislation that would force coroners and medical examiners to list a deceased person's gender identity on the death certificate, not their actual biological sex. Colorado is one of the most liberal states in the nation, and a number of its LGBT laws have been challenged in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has signed an executive order that aims to help people hoping to expand their families through in vitro fertilization by reducing costs for the procedure. Those costs can now range from $12,000 to $25,000 per cycle. Mr. Trump's order instructing his assistants to give the president a list of policy recommendations aimed at protecting IVF access and aggressively reducing costs. This is SRN News. An historic aging ocean liner is headed to the bottom of the ocean.
A Florida county plans to turn it into the world's largest artificial reef. The SS United States is a 1,000-foot vessel that shattered the transatlantic speed record on its maiden voyage in 1952. It left the Philadelphia waterfront on Wednesday afternoon. It'll be towed to Mobile, Alabama for planned prep work before officials eventually sink it off Florida's Gulf Coast. The move comes months after the conservancy that oversees the ship and its landlord resolved a years-old rent dispute. Keith Peters reporting.
Kilauea volcano shooting lava into the air once again in Hawaii. Kilauea on the Big Island of Hawaii is one of the world's most active volcanoes, and it has been erupting on and off for almost 2 months now since it burst back to life on December 23rd. More details at SRNNews.com.